Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now that call in for anybody in the private sector on what the buzz is in your industry. You know, we're doing this partly because over the last 10 days, the headlines have been so dominated by the death of Osama bin Laden, and we understand why, of course, but many other important stories happening during the work week may not have seen the light of day. So we're asking for your help in catching up on some of the things that we've been missing out on. And in this particular case, as it affects business, since we were on the business track with Lieutenant Governor Guadagno in the last segment, let's stay on that for the last few minutes of this hour. What's the water cooler story in your line of work? I mentioned Microsoft acquiring Skype. Maybe it's that if you work in tech. Maybe the problems at Sony as it struggles to recover from the massive hack attacks on its gaming systems. Manufacturing. We mentioned GM for the medical profession. There was op-ed in the New York Times over the weekend in which an oncology nurse vented against doctors for creating a culture of disrespect in hospitals. I wonder how much that's been talked about in doctors' offices and on hospital wards around our area. Banking and finance, we may actually be getting a verdict in the Raj Rajaratnam trial in the next few minutes. If we do, we will bring that to you, obviously of interest to people in finance and elsewhere. So what's the water cooler story in your sector? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And John in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hey, John. John?
Hello, is that me?
Yeah, you're on.
Hi, I'm at Pratt Institute in Brooklyn, and I think we're reaching an inflection
Brooklyn, forgive
point.
Me. I said the Bronx, forgive me. You're in Brooklyn.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
I think we're reaching an inflection point for a totally new industry. I teach architecture. I have a lot of former architect and design students are now moving into these loft buildings and doing things that combine high-tech and handmade. Selling, making exotic watches or sculptures or whatever. And, you know, they don't want to go work for a big firm. They're really smart, the absolute top students. And there's so much, you know, you can buy a supercomputer in your laptop. They're just doing this really great stuff. I think it's a burgeoning, totally new industry starting to happen in New York.
Thank you very much. Lisa in Forest Hills, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for taking my call. I work in the homemaker sector.
Homemaker sector? Does that mean you're a stay-at-home mother?
Mom.
Uh-huh.
That's correct.
Okay. Good sector.
I have a five-year-old who goes to a public school here in Forest Hills, and the water cooler talk among the homemakers is the concerns with Bloomberg's pending cuts to education, with the current teacher-to-student ratio already being a little, you know, less than ideal.
Lisa, thank you very much. And this just in from the Associated Press. Sure enough, a New York City jury has convicted hedge fund founder Raj Rajaratnam of conspiracy and fraud in a massive insider trading case. For those of you who've been waiting for that verdict and with the implications for others in the finance sector, Rajaratnam guilty of conspiracy, fraud, and insider trading. Anybody from the financial sector want to call up and talk about the implications? Were you rooting for him? Were you rooting against him? Do you think that this affects other businesses or the way business is done in general? 212-433-9692. Rajaratnam just convicted by a jury in New York. Diana in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Diana.
Hi.
What's happening in your biz?
Well, I'm just calling because today there was a notice in Eater.com about how the lawsuit that was being brought by workers towards Joe Bastianich and Mario Batali have now been extended to not just the restaurants where some of the waiters worked, but to every restaurant in the group. They're being asked if they want to participate.
Remind me of the nature of the suit.
Well, this suit right now is about percentage of tips that the restaurant itself would hold back and hold for itself rather than distribute to the workers. But the bigger picture really is just about how lawyers are organizing various restaurants within big restaurant groups like Mario Batali's to sue the restaurant group for overtime, tips, all kinds of things. They're actually, the lawyers are going around trying to organize workers to do that.
Thank you very much. Patricia in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yes, our talk today is also a labor issue. The nurses at New York Presbyterian are doing informational picketing. We haven't had a contract for 6 months, and the hospital wants us to pay an extraordinary amount of money for our health care benefits, even though we're all in health care.
So there's picketing? Is it an actual strike of nurses at New York Presbyterian?
No, it's not a strike. It's informational picketing. It's to get the word out that we haven't had a contract for 6 months and to let the community know that the nurses feel we could be treated better by management.
Some people tell me that nurses are also more and more being asked to do computer data input with a little terminal outside of most patients' rooms to keep up with all the medical records requirements and less actual patient care. Is that an issue for you?
That's a long-standing issue that has to do with state regulations and federal regulations. That's not the individual hospital. That's just, I think, what President Obama was talking about when he said he wanted to streamline the whole system. We have always spent an extraordinary amount of time doing paperwork, computer work now, and that's our government.
Right, but now you're also getting the word out in this informational picketing today, and now you've spread that information to a larger audience. Thank you very much.
And I thank you so much for that.
And Catherine in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. My concern is in the mental health field, where I'm a private practitioner. And the concern is that the insurance companies have sort of taken over and they're sort of taking the profit for themselves but not contributing anything in the way of service. So by constantly lowering the rates that they pay to the practitioner or the provider, people are being squeezed out. So many people want to withdraw from any of the insurance panels, but we worry that the patients will then not have anybody to see. So,
what's the solution?
That's the question. I would like to see the insurance companies not be allowed to continually downgrade the salaries in order to increase their profits.
Thank you very much. George in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. What's the buzz in your business?
Okay, well, the buzz in my business in New Jersey particularly is that gas gouging, the prices that are being charged by service stations and by gasoline retailers for gas is ridiculous, and there's no justification for that. And the state isn't doing a thing to regulate, you know, what prices are being charged for gasoline, and particularly in New Jersey where so many of the refineries exist. There's no reason for gas being $4.50 a gallon.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely no reason at all.
Thank you. One more, Joanne in the East Village, as we've been taking calls from people about what the story, the water cooler story is in your part of the private sector. Hi, Joanne. We got 30 seconds for you.
Hi, Brian. Well, first of all, we talk about you a lot in WNYC, but we're also talking about how difficult it is to teach acting students because they don't respond to bodies anymore. They're always responding to each other's devices, and so it's a whole different ballgame now when you're teaching acting.
Wow. So you mean the fact that we're online with our communications with other human beings, that's actually affecting how well actors can relate to each other on stage?
Well, yes, because they're used to talking or texting into a device instead of looking at somebody else's body.
That's amazing. And I have to leave it there, but thank you. Maybe that's good for a follow-up segment. And thanks to all of you for telling everybody else what's going on in your sector. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.